Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head on over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by SGPN Fantasy Football. Dominate your draft with a free SGPN draft kit. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/draft kit. And the free roll football contest is back and better than ever. $5,000 is up for grabs in our NFL contest and $1,500 in our brand new college football contest. Sign up exclusively in our Discord, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord.
Hi, ho, Degenerinos, and welcome back to the MMA Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, episode 195. Let's send this out to Mighty Mouse Demetrius Johnson, the little guy. He may have fallen off most casual MMA fans' radar, but as he showed on the weekend, he still has a lot of fight left in him. So I'm sure he's an avid listener of this podcast, as everyone is, as everyone in the world listens to this podcast and watches Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson's current employer won a championship. So this goes out to him. Who is this, you may ask, dedicating podcast to people? Who do I think I am? I would be Jeff Chalks Fox, one of their hosts of this their podcast, the MMA Gambling Podcast. No real events to recap, no UFC on the weekend. And no picks to make on this podcast. So this is going to be a whole bunch of nothing on this show. You're probably thinking, I'm thinking the same. I'll read some ads, and that's it. Unless my co-host has plans. Maybe he has some big plans. We don't do pre-production, so who knows what he could have planned. Usually he has nothing up his sleeve, but we'll see. We'll bring him in now. You may know him as Gumby, or depending on what part of the world you live in, you may know him as the king of old man baseball. It's Daniel Vreeland. Hello.
So I'm glad you started with Mighty Mouse, because here's the thing about Mighty Mouse, like on multiple things to say about him. Like, first of all, great performance, like classic Mighty Mouse performance, in that like he not only beat his opponent, but he beat his opponent with like a move that nobody has any business landing, right? Like a right hand into a jump knee against the cage that he walked off on. Like it felt a lot like the Ray Borg armbar, like a takedown from behind turned into an armbar. Like just one of those moves that you're like, okay, well, you have to be some sort of superhero to be able to hit that in the first place. So like that's the first thing that I thought about Mighty Mouse. But then the second thing, like on Twitter for hours afterwards, I found myself sucked into watching people with like bad Mighty Mouse Johnson takes. I saw one guy write,
what's wrong with you?
I don't know how I got sucked into it, but I was like, do people really not think he's good anymore? Like, is that because he got caught with
he did lose to a guy.
He did lose to a guy from a knee to a grounded opponent because it's legal there. And like, so like basically if he was still in the UFC, he'd still be undefeated. Well, not undefeated. He did lose to Henry Cejudo, I guess. but he'd still be undefeated in his last like 20 fights or something.
Cruz beat him too.
Yeah, but That wasn't his last 20 fights. He used to beat up.
Last night he was taking those knees too. It was almost a flashback. But yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, but so like the takes were like, I saw one person chime in with what he thought was a hot take, and he was like, "I think Mighty Mouse can still compete with the top three or top five of the UFC's flyweight division." It's like, really? You think he could beat Brandon Moreno? Like, do you think he could beat?
Oh my God, really?
Brandon Royval? Do you think he could beat Askar Askarov? Yeah, he would fucking murder all three of those guys in the same night. Like, he's still the best flyweight in the world. Like, and I'm positive of that.
You skipped the champ, though. You named everyone but the champ.
Yeah, he would hurt Davidson. He would hurt Davidson Figueiredo.
Yeah, probably.
And he'd probably sub him, too. That's the thing. Like, go back and watch Brandon Moreno absolutely tool on Davidson Figueiredo on the ground, and then ask yourselves how in the hell Davidson would be able to deal with Mighty Mouse. He's quicker. He's faster. In some facets, it looks like he's getting better. Like, he's got, like, more power in his, like, overhands and his hooks. So, like, yeah, like, he's still the best flyweight in the world. And I don't care that he's, you know, lost to on, like, grounded knees one time and is, like, otherwise fighting, like, Rod Tang in a weird mixed rules match.
I have a hot take. He may have been a good fighter all along. He may be one of the best fighters ever. What do you think of that hot take?
He is. If we're talking about in terms of pure skill, if we're, like, a lot of people do the pound for pound argument different ways, and largely it's a stupid argument no matter what way you're doing it. But like some people say, like, okay, so who's got the best resume, which is undoubtedly now Alexander Volkanovsky. And some people say, you know, who's if you made everybody the same size, who would win? And it's, if that you're playing that secondary argument, it's undoubtedly Mighty Mouse Johnson. He is undoubtedly the most pure skilled. His speed would, if you put him against any other person in any other weight class, would blow them so out of the water. And he's got power. So, like, yeah, of course, Mighty Mouse Johnson is in that conversation. And the fact that he's in one is, like, it's upsetting because I'd like to see him fight some of those guys and still tool on them or fight, you know, Piotr Jan or Aljamain Sterling up at 35 or stuff like that. But, like, hey, he's getting paid. He's getting his. He's having a great time. There's also been tons of takes on that freaking trade with Ben Askren too, which is a whole nother thing with Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Very, yeah. He never got the respect by the fans or the brass of the UFC, while he was there. So, but yeah, definitely one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest of all time. All right. Who would you rather fight? One George St. Pierre or three Demetrius Johnson sized George St. Pierre's?
Oh, definitely just George St. Pierre. Yeah. Oh my God. You didn't even have to make Demetrius.
The greatest ever there. Yeah, that's how you figure these things out.
You don't even have to make Mighty Mouse the size of GSP. I don't want three Mighty Mouses ever.
That's true. Okay. Well, yeah, that's right. I probably messed up that, but it wasn't a real thing to begin with. So I guess I couldn't have messed it up. So.
But that's how people talk about pound for pound shit anyway.
It's true. That's what it sounds like. So. I saw that part of one. Anything else on one that you saw or needs discussing?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to run down the results of the couple of shows we did on Wednesday and Thursday just in a moment. But like, I think I mentioned on one of those shows that one actually had like a low key good card in terms of like people I cared about because, you know, Mighty Mouse was on there. And then also I said Amir Alakbari, who comes from Ryzen. He fought. Was it Crow Comp? He fought somebody good in a Grand Prix over there, and he was phenomenal, and he won his fight as well. And then Buchecha, who is a multi-time grappling world champion, won by heel hook in like a minute. So like there were actually a couple of good results, and like maybe some of my best results recently was just throwing all three of those guys in a parlay, hashtag throw them in a parlay. And so one actually was pretty entertaining. If you could skirt the fact that I don't want to watch
pretty good
kickboxing all the time, I really don't care. So when they squeeze kickboxing more matches snobs in between, I'm just over that.
Yeah, so it's isn't it nice that Gumby's best results recently are picks that he did not give out on the podcast?
I think I gave him out, though. I want to go back and listen, but I think I gave him out.
I'm not sure. He gave him out in our Discord for sure. So go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord if you want all, if you want Gumby's real picks. That's kind of like our, well, we don't sell anything here on SGPN, but that's how we sell it. If you want Gumby's real picks, you have to get in our Discord. If he just forgets to say it on air or it's last minute, and then the Discord's the place to be.
Yeah, the Discord's always the place to be too, because then you get fellow degenerates talking about seven different cards on a Friday night, which I'll get into it. Just the pure amount of cancellations just torched me.
Yeah. So shout out to Gumby, of course, Jong, Ryan H, Bayou Funk. I think that was it. I think it was about the four of you basically were the ones that were. We're talking about all the regional cards and stuff. I think it was mostly the four US on the Discord. So anyhow, I might have forgot someone. If I did, I apologize. I'm a jerk sometimes. So it's just the way it goes. Deal with it. All right. We'll recap some more of the weekend, and who knows what other nonsense we'll get into after I tell you about Win. Think of joining WinBet. Now is the perfect time. New customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet. If you're betting baseball, you have to check out. I'm telling you, you have to. Check out WinBet. The reduced juice in baseball games makes them the best place to bet MLB. Plus, the WinBet casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Almost said $100. No, they're going to give you up to $1,000. Even better. Plus, Win also just released their first quarterback with 5 touchdowns prop bets in Gumby. For longtime listeners, they will know Gumby already told you who's going to win that bet. So hopefully you listened and you're going to get to WinBet and place that bet. So I'm not going to tell you now. You have to be a hardcore listener to know the correct answer for that. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com, which you're already at, I'm sure, anyway, all the time, but then hit /WinBet. So they know that we sent you that. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer is subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where play through WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And I'm going to tell you about Odds Trader. Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all major sportsbooks. You can also compare the different signup codes and promotions from sportsbooks to get the best deal. The app also provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, and projected game day weather for bettors to make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker, so bettors can keep records of all your games and betting activities. So here's what you do. Go to oddstrader.com/bluewire, BLUEWIRE. And then they'll know that we are the degens that sent you over there. Odds Trader, the number one site for all your game day bets. And it's RYP time. Run your pool in the house. Run your pool is the home of competition, all capitalized, bringing sports fans and their social circles together to compete, connect, and make every game matter more. Run your pool, RYP, offers every game type under the sun, from Pick'em and Survivor to Fantasy Pools. It's a one-stop shop for sports gaming with customizable features that you don't get anywhere else. We, as in SGPN, as in your favorite place in the whole wide world, have teamed up with RYP to host a pool for our official SGPN NFL Survivor contest. I just sent one of our degens a link to that, because apparently he doesn't. You got to write these things down when I tell you on air, so I don't have to send it to you after the fact. Here's what you do. I'll tell you how to enter the contest and what you're going to win if you win it. Hop in now to reserve your spot, $500 cash, out of Gumby's pay, but it very well could be. I don't get to see Gumby's pay, so it might be right out of Gumby's pay. So you can hit him for any bad picks he's given you recently. And a $250 gift certificate to the SGPN store. That would be sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. We can get tons of gear, most importantly, MMA gambling podcast gear, specific gear. And since I'm just a setup guy, I don't get a shirt, obviously. And then normal generic gear for our show. Or if you like your other pods on the network, get some stuff there too. So that's what you get. $500 cash. Perhaps out of Gumby's money, right out of his kids' mouths. If you want to stick it to Dan's kids, win this contest. And $250 gift certificate to the SGPN store to the winner. Here's what you do. Sign up today over at play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. That's play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. Boom. How do you like that? They're going to take money. They're going to take food out of your children's mouths, Dan. Harsh.
Yeah, I don't think that happens, but whatever you have to do to get more people there.
That's what the boss told me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what they'll do. I want to stick it to Dan. I want to stick to his kids. All right. I guess the slump's over. Dan got a couple picks right on the weekend, right?
Yeah, I got a couple. Well, I should add more too. We'll talk about that.
All right. I'll win. He went 2-4.
Do you want me to
lost like $250? Okay,
do you want me to give a rundown real quick?
No, we'll let you get a rundown, but he did really bad again. Okay. How were the events, Dan? How did you do?
So the LFA event was good. The Titan event fell apart to the point where it was not even an event anymore, really, at a certain point in time. It ceases being an event. And then
how many fights do they have?
I mean, they still had a lot, but like I said, they had three. We broke down three fights on the show, and I said that there were there were three good fights on the whole card. Everything else was like O&O guys and AMI fights and shit like that. Yep. And two of those fell off and the other one ended in a draw. So like,
you got zero results.
It wasn't good. And then CFFC, I would just say wound up being kind of boring. I'll run it down for you guys. So LFA also lost a fight. LFA 140 was the one we broke down. We lost Joseph versus Santos on there. I believe Myron Santos missed weight pretty badly, and Joseph was not willing to fight him, like plus 8 pounds or whatever he was. So that fight got canceled. And so that we're left with four. I lost the opening fight, which was the, I think it was, what did we say? Plus 300 when we recorded for John Knutson. And I was like, this is kind of a fun piece up. You don't have to pull this exact number if you ain't got it, but plus 300, he was like plus 650 by fight time. So like if you
really?
If you just waited, and like, don't get me wrong, he looked like a guy who's been off for 8 years. But I think it was worth, a 650 dabble is not bad. The second fight we took Ray Waters, who was negative 500, and that number blew up too. He was not negative 500 come fight time. He was like negative 750. Really
great. We had him at 425.
Oh, we had a 425. Even better.
It really blew up. It almost doubled.
Yeah, it almost doubled. And he continued to absolutely demolish the opposition. Big slam. If you go to our Twitter page, at SGPNMMA over on Twitter, you can see we got a nice clip of him dropping Lewis right on his head. It was quite good. In the co-main event, or what wound up being the co-main event, Lion King somehow won one of the most bullshit decisions I've ever seen in my whole life.
You guys were having a fit over that.
Yeah, well, and like, dude, it was so obvious. And the weird thing was it's like not one of those fights where you're like, okay, well, rounds one and two are both close. So like, if this guy won both of them or that guy won both of them, it swings the fight. It was like, round one, Leininger, round two, Lion King, round three, Leininger. And it was like, I didn't think there was any debate. And then the first card read it off for the Lion King. And I was like, oh, come on. And like, then you knew you're getting screwed. Right. But, I don't know what two rounds anybody gave that guy. Never mind, two different judges giving him two rounds. And of course, since it's not the UFC and they don't just
what
like,
state was it in again?
North Dakota. I think it was North Dakota.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Okay.
And so that would have been.
I don't know if the judge.
No, they're bad.
Get many big time events, so they may have some really, really crappy judges.
Yeah, they had a Thursday UFC card in North Dakota once, didn't they? Was that speaking of Mighty Mouse? Mighty Mouse South versus Dakota. Michael McDonald or something like that, or maybe
I think
John.
It was South Dakota, wasn't it?
John Lineker versus Michael McDonald. For some reason, I'm pretty sure Michael McDonald was in it.
it was North. I thought it was South Dakota. It was North Dakota.
You could be right. They're the same thing.
Whatever. Okay, fine. Americans teach me about geography. Okay, good. Good to know.
So then, yeah. So that one would have been a nice catch, and then wound up not being. I would have been 500 on the night if that went the right way, and it didn't. And then Moda, Carlos Moda Tizzle, just absolutely torched Abuev in the main event with a brutal hook. That dude belongs in the UFC for sure. Like, there's no doubt in my mind. Like, he'd go beat, like, Shalgas Shumagulov or Tagir Ulanbekov. Like, he'd beat one of those guys, right? So, they'll probably stick
him on. Yeah, hits like that. Wow.
Yeah, and they'll probably put him on Contender Series next year. But, like, they ought to just sign the dude. So, yeah, LFA, all in all, 2-2, which is kind of a bummer because it really should have been 3-1, which would have been a nice day. As you mentioned, Titan... was 0-0-1. Because Cuse versus Scoggins yep. got canned when I believe Cuse got ill was the reason. He like botched his weight cut and felt sick. I believe it's now being called Titan 79 Garcia versus Findlay. That's terrible.
Yeah, they changed it because the main event fell. Yep.
Yeah, so Cuse got sick following a bad weight cut. And in the main event, which was supposed to be another bantamweight fight, Ira Lukowski, who we had talked about and were really high on, he yep. tested positive for COVID just before the weigh-ins. So that fight got canceled, leaving us only with Adrian Garcia versus Shamel Findlay, a fight that wound up being a draw, weirdly, because in the last round, they took a point from Garcia for grabbing the cage. And just like with no warning, just like the very first event of a fence grab, they just took the point right away and it wound up a draw as a wow. result, which, you know, pay props to the referee. But in the same token, we wound up with no result. I will also say we had no lines when we did this. I don't think I ever saw any book with lines on Titan FC. Does that feel yeah. weird?
No. I didn't see any either, so I don't know what the deal was. It wasn't recorded, was it?
I don't think so, but it was in Florida, which is where the PFL ones were recorded, right?
That's right.
So yeah. like there's a possibility of that, or maybe they're just like less trusting of the Florida commissions. But for yeah. Christ's sakes, I saw some places with odds on like really weird Eastern European orgs, right? Like so yeah. Yeah, it's wild that this one didn't. But yeah, then in CFFC, we missed both picks on that one.
Clark not me, Dan.
Well, oh yeah,
I'm not right. involved in this.
You don't make any picks. so Clark and Lafarge, battle of wrestlers, super boring. I liked Lafarge, and Clark was just a slightly better wrestler. And then my guy Wells in the main event just did not have the jujitsu I thought he did. It wound up being. His defensive wrestling kind of lacked a little bit, and Perez took over there and won rear naked choke. So all in all, like you said, 2-4-1. Really should have been 3-3-1, but I would say largely better than how I've been doing on Contender Series lately. So yeah, not a terrible night. And when you throw in the one results, it was a great night.
Yeah, it's an improvement for sure. It's baby steps, and you got to crawl before you walk, and all that jazz. So. And I, since I don't have as boring a life as Dan, I asked him in a, after the fact which which events should I watch, and he said none of them. So there you go.
Yeah.
I saved much time.
I said go watch the highlights that we put up on the SGPN MMA yeah, Twitter because the Moda knockout in the Waters slam was pretty much all you needed to see.
Yep. No, I haven't seen the slam yet, but I did see the knockout. Yes, and I saw
Go. Go watch the slam when I'm talking for too long at some point in time. And well,
instead of playing with my beard, I usually play with my beard.
That's a good move.
Yeah. That's why I can't shave. So, yeah, but basically my now 12-year-old had 4 straight days of birthday parties. So I was partying it up. I wasn't watching regional MMA. I may have watched it, but who knows? But yeah, it sounds like Gumby hear that. Fantastic results. He's getting ready because next podcast in your ear is going to be our Contender Series 1. And I just started editing his Contender Series story, and he does have at least one dog. I haven't finished the article yet, but Gumby has at least one dog coming to you. So we'll see how that goes. But that is not this show. This show is our potpourri of nonsense and nothingness. But let me tell you about another one of our sponsors, and then you will find out as soon as I find out what we'll talk about next, because there's no plans here. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. We good people at SGPN use it for ours. Sleeper's just passed actually 4 million users, so we're not alone on there by any stretch of the imagination. And now you can win on Sleeper by playing their new over-under game. First in any sport, choose 2 or more players that you like and pick the over-under. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money you put in. Get around the corner. It is. I saw it. I took a peek, and it is hiding around the corner. It's going to jump out at us any day now. It's going to jump out. Sleeper is the first sports contest built into the fantasy experience. Main reason I'm excited about over/under on Sleeper is that it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contest and play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks with the tap of a button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. Stop what you're doing and download Sleeper now to play their new over/under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money. On your mobile phone, join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP. and Sleeper automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Again, go to sleeper.com/SGP and you'll get a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. And we are brought to you by Trade Coffee. What is Trade Coffee, you ask? It's expert tasted coffee. Trade's coffee team actually taste tests thousands of coffees to keep 450 different kinds live and ready to ship every day. There's no one perfect coffee, but there is a perfect coffee for you. And Trade's human powered algorithm will find it. So basically, they get you to fill out, just answer a couple of questions on their questionnaire, and you'll get your own personalized variety of coffees delivered fresh to you as often as you like. No gimmicks. So they match you with a perfect coffee for you. So if that sounds good, right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off their first order plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/SGP. It's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. Get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP and let Trade find you a coffee you'll love. That's drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off. All right. Did you know the NFL was just hiding around the corner, Dan?
I did. Yeah, I had my fantasy draft recently.
Yes. I'm sure your kids do too. I'm sure when they were out hunting dinosaurs, they saw NFL hiding around the corner, didn't they?
They probably did. Hey, speaking of...
with a stegosaurus or something.
So I know you don't have anything planned for the last, you know, 10, 15 minutes or whatever.
I always have plans, but go ahead.
But I have a couple of things that I thought of while you were reading an advertisement for Delicious Coffee. Did you happen to see John Dodson knock Ryan Benoit silly in that bare knuckle fight?
I heard about it. Was that who he fought? I didn't realize it was Ryan Benoit that he fought. Huh.
Yeah, and it was 40 seconds in like a devastating knockout. In like in the way that like he knocked out TJ Dillashaw all those years ago.
Good times.
Yeah, anytime Dillashaw got KO'd, right? or when he loses decisions he thinks he won, those are also nice. I enjoy that. I was at him versus Dominic Cruz and really enjoyed that.
Yeah,
and I don't even really love Cruz, but I just love TJ Dillashaw being bummed
out.
How
could you?
Yeah. Fun to see Jod Dodson find another gear, because he's always been like a really fun flyweight / bantamweight prospect to watch. And now that he's a little bit older in age and he's not going to crack through, like, I don't know, like, good for him if that's where he finds his next gear.
Second best flyweight for probably a few years there, at least.
Do you think he was second best, or would you have put him behind Benavidez?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, Joe was always second best. That's right. I'm just thinking didn't he give Mighty Mouse a decent run for his money when they fought, or the two times?
Yeah, I thought he did okay, but he's given him the best runs probably.
But yeah, you're right.
So that's kind of fun. And then the other thing I thought of too, because you know how much I love a good brutal injury.
That's where I was headed.
Is it the Cage Titans elbow?
Yes.
Oh my God.
So you heard a gentleman's arm get snapped in why am I blanking on what the move was?
It was a Kimura.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's just a run in the mill Kimura, but it wasn't run in the mill because.
Or maybe an Americana. Was the arm up? It might have been an Americana. I'd have to go back and watch it again.
The arm was snapped in half, is what the arm was.
Yeah, that's what it was. And it's funny too, because usually if we're pressed for something to talk about here, I usually am all over Cage Titans, but that event in general was not one of their like best put together shows in terms of like talent. Like Joe Giannetti was main eventing against like a 2-4 Bellator castoff, who is not, you know, he's like 6'7" and he fights at welterweight. He's like a really weird shaped guy. They call him the Scarecrow. So like it was not a well put together card, but I did see that phenomenal submission. And also I was informed by people who were at that event, there were two different people in the stands who fainted after seeing that.
I can imagine. Have you ever snapped a person's arm, Dan?
Not arms. I tore a couple of ACLs, but because, you know, like any jujitsu guy who gets past blue belt, at some point in time, you fall in love with leg locks for at least a little bit. So I did that.
And people don't tap in time.
No, they don't, especially in competitions, which is a weird one because it's we're not winning huge sums of money here, pal. So Yeah, I don't know why you want to limp out of here.
Yeah, even in the UFC, you're not winning a bunch of money if not enough to get your arm snapped in half or knee torn apart. All right, Dan, pick a number from 1 to 28. That's what I need you to do next.
Oh, okay. 1 to 28. So you said you did no pre-production, and look at this. Now we got
I thought I always had plans.
So I will say, 1 to 28. I will use my college baseball number, which was 26.
Okay. Okay, so I'll go second from, 28. 27, 26. Nope, he works for us. He doesn't win. Pick another number.
Oh, you got the review list up there?
Yes.
So you can't give it to somebody. You didn't take those people out of the list?
No. I'm just going online where our list is. And if you actually use your name you use on a bunch of other podcasts you host, and I probably can't give the prize to you. Sorry.
Okay. So let's say my high school baseball number, which is 10.
Okay. 10. All right. Let's go 10 down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We went past someone that calls us clowns. All right. Irish Day 5. You won $50 gift card to the SGPN store for giving us a review. Oh, it's a good review too. If you like winning money, 5-star review. If you like winning money and easy listen, this is the podcast for you. Very knowledgeable on all fighters, some confident long shots, and consistently good content. All right, Irish Day 5. You won $50 gift card to the store. All you have to do is contact us and prove that you are Irish Dave, and we'll get you sorted.
I think I know Irish Dave via Twitter. Yeah? I could be wrong, but I think I know which one's okay. Irish Dave. So
all right. Well, we'll get in touch with you, and if it's not you, then we'll have you get in touch with us. Anyhow, I'm putting Gabby on it, so there you go. all right. Do you want to look at take a quick look at the upcoming UFC events? Or do you want to look at the state of some of the weight divisions or title shots? Who should be getting title shots in divisions? What do you want to do next?
Well, so I think that the title shots thing in the state of the divisions that we usually do, which sometimes we dedicate whole episodes to, usually takes too long. So why don't you pull two or three fights that you are most excited about coming up, and maybe we'll play a little guess the odds or something like that.
All right, let's see. Yeah, let's just go off some. All right, next week we got Gane or Gane or Gagnier. I don't think we figured it out yet. I think it's Gane, isn't it? It shouldn't be, but it is.
I believe Cyril, it's Cyril
Gane. It probably isn't. He's probably going to come out and tell us eventually. Well, actually, how you really say my name is this. But anyhow, he's fighting Tai Tuivasa. And then we got Robert Whittaker versus Marvin Vettori. So main event, obviously, I want to say there's title implications, but it's hard to say because the guy with the title doesn't technically work for the UFC anymore. So who knows? But it should have title implications, especially if Tuivasa wins the fight, because he's not had a title shot yet. Co-main event, does it mean anything? Because regardless of who wins, Vettori or Whittaker, neither of them are going to get another shot at assuming Izzy wins his next fight. And if he doesn't win his next fight, he'll get a automatic rematch anyhow. So what's the point of this fight other than to keep these guys busy?
I mean, I think it's it sets up a good challenger for if Izzy were to lose to Pereira and also get badly injured or something like that. There's not another good challenger waiting in the wings, is there? Like Robert Whittaker off of a Marvin Vettori win would be about as good as it gets, right? You're not going to Paul Costa or, I can't think of who else would be. Even in consideration, right?
But Whittaker's already fought Izzy twice, though, correct?
Yeah, so I'm saying not necessarily if Izzy wins. If Izzy wins, I think we're in a spot here at middleweight where we've got to ask a question what is even left, right? Because there ain't much. And did I just see Jared Cannonier was booked too? Is he fighting?
Yeah, he's fighting Strickland.
Oh, Strickland. Yeah. The winner of that isn't crazy intriguing unless Strickland comes out and looks amazing. You know, like he comes out and doesn't do what he did against Alex Pereira and then Izzy wins. Yeah. So like maybe that brings a challenger. Vittori's fought him twice. And Whitaker's fought him twice. Yeah, that they're running out of time. But like they are good options if Pereira were to win and Izzy were to not get a match. So also I don't know if you saw the Media Week interview, or maybe it wasn't a Media Week interview. I just saw the headline that Robert Whittaker is strongly considering a move up to 205.
Oh, really? Like, he used to be a welterweight. He would be – well, 205 is not that good, though. So maybe it wouldn't matter that he would be undersized?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think there are people up there that it does matter against. You know what I mean? Like, and I think he would beat guys like – you know, I could see him beating Dominic Reyes. I'd probably comfortably pick him against Paul Craig. You know, he could beat Anthony Smith probably, who also was a middleweight once upon a time. I don't like his chances against guys like Jamal Hill, who are like particularly long and big. You know, guys who hit hard and are long. Like that worries me a little bit, you know. So but I don't know, you know, like maybe his speed just plays up in a weight class because it's always been pretty good.
Yeah, because he is kind of like Max Holloway, like he's stuck. He hasn't really shown a ton of decline. Like you can't really say, well, he's done for, but he also hasn't shown an ability to beat the guy that's at top. So at the top. So he is kind of in limbo here.
He's in the same position Colby Covington was, where he was just praying for Kamaru Usman to fall out of the top spot. You know, like for Colby Covington, the rematch of Usman versus Leon Edwards has got a lot at stake for him. Like he needs Leon to win that fight.
Yep. Definitely. All right, I'm gonna tell you about the last two sponsors and we'll talk some more nonsense and we'll get you out of here because we gotta give you winning picks for Contender Series in a couple of minutes. Babbel. For most of us, learning a second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point in our academic career, so it definitely wasn't a high point in my university career. Now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app is sold to more than 10 million subscribers. There's an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language. Whether you'll be traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family, or you just have some free time, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. There's so many ways to learn. With Babbel, in addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Call to action right now. Save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/SGP. That's BABBEL.com/SGP for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. And finally, we're brought to you by Elias. It's almost the start of the NFL season. Like I told you, it's hiding around the corner. I love this time of year, as do the whole crew here at SGPN. And if you're into sports betting or fantasy, you need a competitive edge to win, as I just got rid of my ad copy. This is all coming from the heart, of course, but and if you're into sports betting or fantasy, you need a competitive edge to win. Did I say that? Well, I said it again. That's why I highly recommend the Elias Game Plan app. It's the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA, and MLB. Elias Game Plan is the only sports app for the most trusted name in sports stats. Elias Sports Bureau, the official statisticians of U.S. pro sports leagues, including the NFL. Their app lets you access team and player stats, head-to-head team comparisons, and Elias insights from the Elias Sports Bureau's research team. This app really is a one-stop source for player news and league-validated player stats and team records, expert game analysis for betting, building your fantasy team, impressing your friends. Perfect for the preseason. You get player previews to help you draft a winning fantasy team and team previews so you know what to expect as the regular season kicks off. Here's what I love about the app. Here's a couple of things. They have key injuries that you can see that have the biggest outcome possible outcome on the game coming up. You can follow your favorite teams, favorite players. You quickly access all the news and updates for all those players. So it really helps with fantasy and with anything else you may like to do not saying gamble, but you know, anything else that you may like to do with sports. I wouldn't say gamble, because this is not a gambling podcast around 2 years. So anyhow, here's what you do. Download the Elias Game Plan app today with new features available all the time. Take your game to the next level. NFL season is right around the corner, so don't wait. Find Elias Game Plan in the App Store or Play Store today. What an amazing set of ad reads that was, Dan. I didn't stumble through any of those. It was perfect.
You did great.
I did great. All right, so we got France, the UFC's debut in France coming up this week. The week after, we got a packed. This is a stacked pay-per-view, Dan. UFC 279. Have you heard about it?
You know, you're shitting on it, and it's
here we go.
It's right to be shit
contrary,
on.
Contrary, Dan.
No. It's right to be shit on. It was a bad card, but I do appreciate that because a lot of times the UFC is like, we've got a couple of really great pay-per-views coming up, and this one's got a headliner, so we're just gonna pretend the rest of the card doesn't exist and throw like Jamie Pickett versus Dennis Tweveland in there, or Danielle Wolfe versus Norma Dumont. We're just going to fill the whole card out with fights like that. But I think they heard the complaints of the fans who were saying this is a shitty pay-per-view, or maybe it was trending low. I don't know. But they put together two kind of last second fights that I kind of appreciate getting thrown on here. Both the, I think it's totally unnecessary, but Tony Ferguson going up to welterweight to fight Li Jingliang got added. And then another.
You like that fight?
I don't like that fight, but it gets fans excited, right? And look, if you're a Tony Ferguson guy, like maybe him moving up to 170 is like one more hope, because it wasn't going well at 55, right? And I largely don't think it will go well up at 70, because he's a guy who is getting out wrestled and getting knocked out. And it turns out when you go up a division against heavier guys, they both hit harder and are tougher to stop from wrestling. So like, this seems like a weird move for him. He's also reunited with Eddie Bravo in his move to Jackson Winkeldron. But like, whatever gets your hopes up, if you're a Tony Ferguson guy, let it happen. So I don't particularly love that fight, but I get what they're doing. They heard the fans complain. They added a fight. And then the same thing with D-Rod versus Kevin Holland. That's kind of like a fun one to add at the last second. Yep. That no matter what will be fun to watch. Neither of those guys are in boring fights.
And it's a catch weight at 180. Does that really make a difference, though? Well, we're not going to make our picks, obviously, yet, but it doesn't really affect either guy, right?
I don't think so. I think it probably affects Kevin Holland more than D-Rod, because remember, Kevin Holland fought up at middleweight a couple of times, so I have to imagine the 170 cut was bugging him a couple of times, and he definitely couldn't do it on short notice, so like, it might tilt things slightly in his favor. But D-Rod's a big dude too.
Yep, actually. And then we have Irene Aldana versus Macy Shishan, which actually is a decent fight.
Yeah, and Hakeem Dawodow versus Julian Arosa is going to be fun to watch, if nothing else.
Is on the card versus the Incredible Hulk, Jan Kudalaba.
Yeah.
Oh, and our boy, Gelatin's on it. Gelatin's fighting Shamil Abdurakhimov. Gelatin's fighting a chunky guy, so this card is getting better and better the more I look at it.
And have you seen what the odds are on Gelatin in that fight?
No, tell. I'm going to guess, minus 600.
Minus 800.
Oh, wow. And then more chunky guys. Jake Collier, Chris Barnett.
Yeah, I love Huggy Bear.
Yeah, it's just not it's a good fight night card. It's not a pay-per-view, but anyhow, that's what we're getting in on the 10th. Then we got Sanhagen versus, like, some of these cards I don't even remember them announcing. Sanhagen versus Song Yudong, Corey Sanhagen. That's a decent fight. That is on the 17th. We're back to every week UFC. So we got that. And we got Giga is coming back after his loss. Jukasey, his title loss versus Sodiq Yusuf. What do you think of that one? That's a pretty decent matchup.
That's fun too. But the one I'm really excited on that one is two of our favorite contender series guys.
Hobocop
versus Chidi Njikawani, which is, by the way, right now a pick'em, which I kind of agree with. Like, I think that's right around where I would have it lined. Joe Pfeiffer's on that card, too, is a massive favorite in his debut.
Be like Joe, right?
Be like Joe.
Isn't that what? Yeah, be like Joe, yes. It can be like that Brandon meme. It can be like Joe. So yeah, that's decent. Ask him Ladd. Yeah, she's not going to show up. So that fight won't happen. Ladd versus McMahon. Some horrible thing will happen. Ask him Ladd, of course, which is what happens. So all right, that's the 17th. That is from the UFC Apex. And then may as well finish off September for you. Actually, we'll go October 1st for the very last one. Dern versus who, Dan? He loves saying this name. Who's she fighting? Mackenzie Dern versus?
Oh, is she fighting Yao Xiaonan?
Yes!
Did I miss that booking?
Versus Xiaonan. Yeah, you must have. It's the main event. Five round, women's strawweight. Mackenzie Dern versus Yao Xiaonan.
Who do you think that favors being five rounds?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Dern's actually in, like, peak condition now, it seems. So like in the past, yeah, I might have worried about that, but probably not now. So it's interesting.
But also, she still feels like somebody who's going to either submit you or lose, right?
Yeah. Interesting fight though.
Yeah. Should be good. It sounds like we've got a good September ahead of us, and it's about to kick off. Well, we're about to end August the right way with some good contender series picks.
Yep. Oh, and Cody Garbrandt's coming back too. Garbrandt versus Hani Yahya. Fantastic. All right. As Dan said, we're gonna get right back in your ears in a moment with his picks. Actually, I don't want to take credit for these picks until he gets back on track. Once he starts hitting 80% again, then I'll say we're. So that will be the next episode. Thank you for listening to the nonsense in this one. And we gave away a prize though, so it was not for naught. So make sure you follow us on Twitter. SGPN MMA is the main account. I'm Jeff Fox, writer. He's Gumby Vreeland. And then obviously read our stuff, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Get in the Discord if you want to read my MMA stuff and enter the Pick'em contest I'll be posting very shortly for UFC Paris. I'll be posting on Monday. It's moneymma.substack.com. I don't think there's anything else I need to tell people. Anything you need to tell people, Dan?
No, I think you got it all.
All right. Until next time, I will remain Jeff Xiaonan. He will remain Gumby Vreeland, and we'll talk to you in a couple minutes.